Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you are at. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And hey, family, he can do anything for you and I. He is able to do it. And when he does it exceedingly abundantly above all. And that is the Jesus Collective this afternoon, Making Ways, featuring Max Mqakayi. And before that, Swazi Dlamini said, you are great. 19 minutes it is, just after 1. I'm on it. Yo, to be talking to the queen in the marketplace, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, at this hour. Heaven, is that possible? At this hour.
God is great.
Yo, God hi, great. No, really. He is alive. Hi, Ma, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Sibongile. Thank you so much once again to have me here on Heart to Heart. And today is going to be Heart to Heart. Thank you so much for being again with the Radio Pulpit family and all the IMS partners and community that's listening in today.
So G20 is just about to commence. Already there are speeches that are given, because on Saturday, Bon Ziasug. But today we are talking to Christians as well. We are talking to believers. We are talking to women leaders as well to be involved with the G20. Why is that so? Somebody might ask a question first and say, but what is G20? And I remember at some point we needed to get clarity on that, to say, but what is G20? Mm-hmm. So what is G20? Mm-hmm. Maybe we can start it from there and then also address the reasons why we need to be involved as Christians. Yeah.
Wonderful. So that's an amazing question. And exactly, I think because people don't know what G20 is, that's why we probably have different postures about it. Mm. And that is why I said today is going to be a heart-to-heart. So what is G20? Really unpacking this. This is Ambassador Prudence. I'm calling from the Marketplace Summit. Mm-hmm. Let me unpack G20. So G20 is a group of 20 of the world's biggest and most important economies. So G20 is about economy. It's about our money. It's about how do we prosper as nations. It's about who's part of this G20. And that is why it's so important, because this is the first time when the G20 is hosted on the African continent, and South Africa has the honor and the privilege to host it. Mm. So people, I mean, right there, Sibongile, I've just dropped the mic already. We are the first country on the African continent that's hosting the G20. So this is like our World Cup all over again. Mm. This is like the World Cup. We brought it to the African shores for the first time in 2010, and here we are in 2025. Having the privilege of hosting the G20. So what is it about, really? It's about countries coming together and saying, how do we look at issues around global markets and money? Mm. How do we look at jobs and trade? How do we look at technologies? How do we look at poverty and development? How do we look at world stability? And how do we also address climate problems? So it's really, instead of at a governmental level where it will be concerning the specific country, and we know our South African challenges, unemployment, youth, all of those, education. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to G20, it says these biggest world economies come together, sit down together as world leaders and say, but what do we do collectively about that? Because you can be in one country, but what you do in your one country affects the other countries. Either you have access to markets or you don't.
Yeah.
So you actually want the other leaders to sit around the table with you, and they do this at least once a year, where they then say, okay, so what is happening? What are you struggling with? What is the issue around just the topics, like I said, global money, global markets, global finance? Because what they do in other economies, bigger economies, affect some smaller economies. Mm. And we have the opportunity to be part of that conversation.
Sure, which is like really amazing to see.
Absolutely.
Us. We are actually leaders as well.
It affects us every day. Mm. Every single day, what concerns us most of all is money. Because if you're unemployed or running a business, you're thinking about where's the next meal coming from.
Mm.
So one of the things that the G20 then wrestles with as economies is poverty. How do they eradicate poverty in their countries?
Mm.
And then how, and when you want to eradicate poverty, but you don't have enough to to consume inside your country or to produce enough food inside your country, you then engage in exports and imports.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we must sit around the table. And that is why I said for believers, this is really an opportunity for us to say, how do we get our economics right? So if we look at, for example, youth unemployment, right, it's something that is topical, something that we talk about all the time. If there are not enough jobs created inside a country, where are the opportunities outside? So one of the opportunities can just be to really like set up a factory. And yes, maybe we can't sell the products here, but we certainly can sell them in export markets. So that is the huge opportunity that's knocking on our door. So I really am coming as a voice of distinction today to say, come on, South Africans, let us get involved, because this is an opportunity that we cannot afford to miss.
Mm.
It might not come along again for the next 20 years.
Sure. It might not come again for the next 20 years. And somebody might say, okay, yes, I hear you, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, but you're talking about exports and imports. You're talking about youth and all. As a Christian, as a believer, how do I also benefit and get involved in all of this? Yes, I'm in the marketplace. So what is my role? Yes. What's expected? You're talking economies. Hi.
Yeah. So as I said, at a personal level, it's always about the day-to-day. So day-to-day, you're going to work, you earn a salary, or you don't. So either one of those two is a challenge, because even if you have a job and you earn a salary, it might not be enough to do all the things that you want to do, right? Mm. It might you might have a transportation issue, so you can't buy a right car. You might have an education issue. You want to educate yourself or your children, but the education that's available at that salary bracket is not sufficient. You want to upgrade yourself for a promotion, but you don't have enough money to invest in your education so that you are promotable. So that's at an individual level. Mm-hmm. Then coming to a business level is where's the opportunity to sell my products?
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling with funding for my products. I can't even develop that great idea I have. Where are the opportunities? So those funders may not sit in the shores of South Africa. Maybe you have knocked on doors in South Africa.
Yeah.
But the G20 bring others to come and hear these great opportunities. Because remember, if we look at technologies around the world, the technology that we use today, a GPS system, how do I get to from one place to another, that was developed by somebody in the world. And today it's helping you navigate the streets of Soweto. So that is just how it is. Global trade really affects local functionality, local efficiencies. So that is why it really has got an impact on our lives everywhere we are. So so the words import and export are not those big words. It just says, as I'm sitting here as an entrepreneur in South Africa with a product on my hands, where do I sell it? Where's the opportunity? Where's the market? Where's the market open? You know, I travel often to Ghana. And in Ghana, the market doesn't close. Now, the shops close like shopping centers, but the market doesn't close. So you can go buy something at midnight or 3 a.m. because the informal market where you buy things on the street doesn't close. And the interesting thing is the difference between South Africa and Ghana is we have big shops that sell other things, and then we have small markets that sell like produce, fruit and vegetables, and maybe clothing. In Ghana, you can buy car parts and engines on the street at 2 a.m. in the morning, because that market never closes. And it doesn't dictate that you can run a big business in that informal market. So it just shows that, so some markets never sleep. So there's a different way that we see entrepreneurship giving expression to itself on the African continent. And I think my hope and prayer is that South Africans will catch that fire of entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurship says, I'm not waiting for a job. I have an idea. God has given me something. I want to develop it. I know there's a market for it, but I'm just going to take the next step. I'm not going to bind myself up in thinking, where is the market? How am I going to sell it? I'm just saying, Lord, give me the next step. You've given me the idea. Now give me the ability to develop the idea.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to pray about the markets. And then I'm going to pray about the international export markets. So it's a really step-by-step process of faith, but we are in a global village, whether we like it or not.
We are in a global village. But now, somebody who's also listening might say, okay, because you're talking about a global village, how do I also become part and tap into all of this and expose what I have, as you say, and learn even from other countries to say, oh, this is what they do, and also learn from and grow from that. What are the opportunities that are there in the G20? that I can benefit from as well.
Yes, yes. So there are many opportunities, as you just said at the beginning of this call, from this conversation, because South Africa held the presidency. We are still holding the presidency of the G20 this whole year, and we're handing that over, and that is what the what this weekend is about. But all through the year, there's been conversation. So there's been many G20 groups, for example, G20 women, G20 business, G20 youth, G20. So there were smaller working task teams that has been given a G20 mandate to look at youth. What are we doing for youth, G20 youth? What are we looking, what are we doing for women, G20 women? What are we doing for entrepreneurs? And there's I'm actually at an entrepreneurship G20 event right now, and I'm having this conversation with you. So the answer is get involved in the dialogue. Get involved in the conversation. You can't sit outside, and the opportunity will keep on passing you by. So why am I here whilst I'm a host to a G20 high-level side event myself? Is because I must be in the room and be part of the conversations that are happening. And that's how I'm going to know. What are the new policies? One. Secondly, how am I going to know what are the opportunities and the funding that has been made available locally or internationally? Number three, how do I then tap into that funding or those opportunities across the continent? Mm. But you will be in the room with those women. And that is what I'm doing this weekend. I'm hosting a G20 Leadership Africa high-level event. And that is bringing women leaders into a room where we are going to discuss these opportunities. And it's not a talk shop, it's a call to action. After that, we will share real entrepreneurship opportunities. And there are amazing opportunities. I mean, when I heard these opportunities, I thought, like, I can't believe it. It's actually one of them is really, really an amazing opportunity. So where the opportunity is available, so the business concept is available. I think it's got four business other business opportunities, plus the funding is available. So, sure. Yeah, so we just the time is now. Mm. Inako, South Africa. Inako.
Mm. Another one says, I'm interested, but I'm not yet in business. Yes. I'm not an entrepreneur yet. I have an idea. Yes. Would I also benefit from the G20 and how?
Yes. So, as I said, the event that I'm at now is a G20 SMME opportunities event. So it is really for the entrepreneurs who have an idea, who wants to develop the idea. And there are many incubators. In fact, the venue where I'm right now incubates entrepreneurs, small SMMEs. It incubates them, it helps them, and it then gives them access to opportunities across Africa. So absolutely, there's an opportunity for everyone. By the way, SMMEs are the biggest employers, because big companies downsize in times of economic hardship, but SMMEs keep on employing because you need the next person. You need the next person as your business grows. You need a receptionist. Now you need a salesperson. So SMMEs are critical to the economic participation of a country. Yeah, absolutely critical.
Most of the times when we have such meetings, when we have such opportunities, we miss that as Christians, because we're like, gee, what? Countries? Oh, hey.
Never me. No. Not me. That's for other people.
Yeah. And we never include ourselves. Yes. How do we renew our minds where this is concerned? Because...
Yeah. And I think that's where the kingdom...
Yes, ma. Continue, ma. Yes, ma.
So that is exactly why I'm saying this is a heart-to-heart today. And you know, when we are in a room together ourselves, by ourselves, so the event that I'm hosting is an event for us, by us. So we're coming together in the room, and we're not looking for anybody else to give us a solution. We're saying we're calling ourselves to action. We are going to be the leaders we want to see. So when we walk out of this room, we've heard all the business opportunities, we've heard all the funding, we've heard all the policy changes. What do I do now?
Yeah.
So renewing the mind is, after all that has been said, we really need to go back and say, believers. Believers are believers. I always make a distinction between Christians and believers. And I said, there's many Christians, but now can we be believers now? Hmm. Because believers believe. When you believe in the idea that God has given you. You believe in your identity in Christ. You believe in faith in God, that it makes all things possible. You believe that faith makes the impossible become possible. So you have to be a believer first. And so if you don't believe in these fundamentals, you will always be stuck in the data of, I don't have funding. I don't have a building. I can't develop my product. I don't have this. I don't have that. Every time in the Bible when God gave somebody a big assignment, they were at zero. And some of them were at below zero. Mm. They were like, Gideon, what are you talking about? What do you mean, mighty man of valor? Just exactly what you said, Sipongile. You said, when we have that, we like, no, not nations. No, not even Santon. Not even my community. My shop is very small. I'm running it from my house.
Ish.
Every big business today started
small.
In garages.
Yeah.
In fact, Google and all the big ones, the real big tech companies, mm-hmm. all of them started in garages. Mm. Microsoft, they just quit university, actually. And they said, no, this is going to take too long. 4 years, no, I can't sit here for lectures every day. I need to develop this product. And today, we are using Google, we are using Apple, we are using Microsoft because those entrepreneurs said, this education is even going to take too long. I've got an assignment mm-hmm. for the world. Mm-hmm. One day, I see the vision that the world will use my computers, use my operating systems, use what I'm producing today. And I'm just going to believe in that. Mm-hmm. And today is history.
Mm-hmm. And a person who says, but now, this is now that I get clarity. I am getting clarity. I didn't understand the G20. I was like, oh, yes. President, I'm meeting, and that's all that is, and they're going to check our economy in South Africa. But now there's clarity in all of that. Am I not too late to jump ship and be there as well?
No, you're not. No, you're not. Remember, this week is the week of the actual G20. So if I can just explain, so at the beginning of the year, because we run the presidency, these task teams, G20 task teams were set up, and they then had various conversations. Those conversations almost rounded up around August, September, so that they can put together what are the priority areas in G20 youth, G20 women, G20 all the business, all the different groups, right? G20 SMMEs. Mm. So after those conversations and those task teams happened, they now have to put a report together to say, Mr. President, in South Africa, this is how dire this issue is of unemployment or youth or women or business. And then, so what can we do? And the policymakers would have done the same. So as they bring that together for President, they'll say then, this is how we move forward as a country from here. We see that we've had to change our laws because it is restricting entrepreneurship. We see that women are still struggling. So what do we do about that? Mm-hmm. How do we assist women? So all of that is then coming together this week. So the G20 is only happening on Saturday and Sunday. That's the world leaders sitting together. Mm. But the conversations have already happened.
The conversations are happening. They're still continuing.
The conversations are happening this week. The final conversations are happening. I think some of them started on Friday and they're going to run until this Saturday, when the actual big world leaders G20 sits. So you're not too late. You're actually just on time. So you just got to shake yourself, and absolutely things are working. It are just flowing at speed. So you need to just get involved. And as I said, I'm hosting a meeting on Saturday, and I'm bringing women leaders together to say, these are the opportunities. Let's run with them.
Mm-hmm. And another one says, I heard you talking about funding that's available, opportunities that are available in other spaces. Mm-hmm. But what I have seen is that I've been knocking on doors. Sometimes we speak from our experience. And you said, yes, in South Africa, you didn't get the money. And one says, but how can I also benefit from other countries? Would that also be, is it even possible if in South Africa I was rejected?
Sorry, I didn't catch the question.
So even if in South Africa I was rejected, can that also happen out there? Would I be recognized out there if my own country never recognized the gift that I have or the business that I have and I wanted to grow it?
Yeah. So to actually, I'll talk on a biblical bandit, biblical principle on that one. Sometimes the Bible says a prophet in his own hometown has no honor. So we are too familiar with you. We know you. It's prudent. She's writing a book. Okay. We know her, right? We've seen her. She's here with us every day. So how can she now be this global leader that's doing all of that? So I will encourage you, because that's the same thing with Gideon, a mighty man of valor. No, what do you mean? I'm sitting here hiding. I've been beaten up. Nobody is believing in my book. Nobody is believing in my product. And so he's hiding. He doesn't even believe when the angel comes to call him. So it is time to as I said, get plugged in first. You can't know the opportunities unless you get in the room. And that's why I'm bringing people in the room. And I want when Sibongile gives me an opportunity just to read out what this meeting is about, so that you can see the opportunities will be discussed inside the room. Mm. And that's why we're saying from there you will know, okay, if I'm interested in these five businesses and this is the funding they say is available, where to from here? Where do I apply? How do I apply? What is the process? Who's providing this funding? How do I start? When do I start? Mm-hmm. So I want to make it that practical, because I don't enjoy talk shops where we will next year talk about the same thing and the entrepreneurs are saying, you brought my hope up again and crushed it again. I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah, so it's practicality.
It's who is it? Who's providing the funding? How much funding are they providing? Who are they providing this funding to? Mm-hmm. Where is the application form? Who do I speak to next after I leave this meeting on Saturday? On Monday, who can I call? Mm. That is how practical it's going to be.
So the important thing is to stand up, occupy.
The important thing is to be in the room.
The important thing is
you're never going to know it if you don't come into that room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was so encouraged, actually. There are some women who are elderlies in, what's the place again? In the Val site. Mm-hmm. And and I love these ones. Some of them are retired. They started mm-hmm. out as retired nurses, but they came together and they studied. Even in their retirement, wow. They were graduating over the weekend and celebrating. I think they said how many years of their existence there. And they are doing so much. They are involved in business. Wow. They are involved. And these, Pella, I'm talking about people who are 70-something years old. I'm talking about people who are in their 80s and late 60s who have decided that there is still life, you know, there's still opportunities that you still can bring about a change, even in our age. So what more? Somebody who is strong, somebody who has
younger.
So tell us about Saturday then. I'm now interested about the room. I want to know the room.
You need to get in that room. And you know, there's limited seats in every room. Mm-hmm. Every room has only got so much capacity, right? So I'm hosting as I said, G20 Leadership Africa Dialogue high-level side event. And we are saying join the high-level side event, Women in Leadership, to bridge the G20 vision of solidarity, equality, and sustainability. We are going to have this conversation so that women can move from vision, my business, what I want to do, my product, to impact. Where do I sell it? How many people can I possibly sell it to? To transformation. How do I actually carve out a piece of the market for myself? That's when you do transformation. So we are calling women entrepreneurs, executives, policymakers, advocates, change makers from across various spheres of influence and across Africa. That's the room. That is the room. Yes.
And so you say there'll be conversations and networkings. What can we expect?
All of that. Conversations, networking, and these business opportunities. I guess when we say women leaders and we're saying you have already started your business, the next thing is to unlock the market. So it's not just, again, about us training you. No, so we're not doing that. We're saying we're connecting you. So the networking is about making meaningful connections in the room. I'm in agriculture, and I want to hear another woman who's been in agriculture who's been able to penetrate 12 countries. So I've got one of the women leaders who's flying in from Kenya. She is going to talk to our community, to the women in the room, about how she's managed to unlock the field of agriculture, and now she's been able to work with smallholder farmers across 12 nations.
I should
That's
be there.
That's just one of her projects.
I should
imagine
be there.
That.
I should be there.
So she's going to be in that room. Then we have others. I started a factory. Uh-huh. I'm now into luxury goods, and I'm in the room, and I wanna help other women who are maybe saying, I'm just starting to sew and sell my business, and I want to be in the room to hear how you've made it through all the challenges, because, wow, the challenges. And that woman has already done it. So she's gone ahead, so she will share that again. Yeah. I have got people flying in from the United States that are also in high positions that also have access to opportunities. They're going to bring those opportunities on the table. So whilst we're concentrating on Africa, there will be people internationally that has flown in here for 15 hours to be part of a breakfast meeting.
To
so
empower
now, if
us.
15 hours to be part of a 4-hour conversation, then there's something right there. Mm-hmm. There's something right there, because it's going to take them 30 hours to fly back again, but they were just part of a four-hour conversation. Why are they making that kind of sacrifice? What is actually going to be in that room that would make someone make such a sacrifice?
Sure. That is something that is like really amazing. And so if we want to find out more on how we can be in the room?
Yes. So we have, it's on the 22nd of November. It's 9 till 1, so 9 a.m. till 1. The venue is in Cedar Rest Boutique Hotel in Chartwell Fenton. And we also have it on Quicket, where you can go and just Google it by the Leadership Africa G20 Dialogue, and you will be able to find how to be in that room.
All right. Yeah. Yes. What do we say to empower Christians more in this regard? Mm. Especially those in the marketplace, those with great ideas, those who we spoke to, those who are doubtful, right? We spoke to the Gideons, and many of us are Gideons. You're like, sure, can I? But we have been empowered on that. Now we are talking to the believers at large to say we have been mandated to occupy and take space until Jesus Christ comes. And in the light of the G20 and why we should be part of this.
So how do I talk to those women leaders this morning? I say it's back to heart to heart. I think what keeps us not moving forward when we have the idea. Now, I often say when God gives you the idea, that's the time for the idea. When God gives you the message for the book, that's the time for the message for the book. And I see a lot of times people will say, so God gives them the idea for the book. Write a book about children, write a book about women, write about abused women, write about whatever the message is, right? And they then will get themselves stuck in a rut by saying, I'm now waiting on the Lord for his timing. And the question is, why would God speak to you about it now when it's not time for it now? That
so when he speaks, it's time.
That is it.
Okay.
Or else he would have spoken at it another time. That is it. So God's timing is when God speaks. I've dropped another mic right there. God's timing is when God speaks. That is the time. When he speaks, write the book, build the empire, build this business that you can't see. That is the time for that idea. So I'm speaking heart to heart to those women. As you said, they've already believed, they've done the product, they just need to scale the product, or they're looking for more markets, they're looking for increasing the revenue from 20,000 rand a month to a million rand over a period. That is what you need to believe. You need to believe God did give it to you, and God doesn't say, oh, have this small market and this small product. Please show me one example in the Bible when is just this small thing for this small people. Where is that idea? So how do the children of God get this small thing idea, this small mentality? This is just for this community. This product must go no further. God will find one man and one family, Noah's family, and he will repopulate the earth. He will find one Abraham and says, come out of your family house. So God never called a nation. He never found a ready-made nation and then called them. He called a man, one man, and he says, come out, you'll be a father of nations. What are you talking about? 25 years later, the guy is like, what do you mean? He called Noah. Noah, family, build this boat. We don't know what a boat is. We don't know what rain is. Yeah, build it. Just build it anyhow. Just believe me and build it. And then Noah goes in this boat with his 8 family members, and then they start the world's population again. So God never starts small and stays small. It's not a God thing. It's not a God thing. So I'm just been encouraging you who's still wondering, must I or must I not? The Lord has spoken.
The Lord has spoken.
The Lord has spoken.
Yeah, just take him at his word and do what he says.
Yeah,
yeah. And he enables us, right? Because most
every
of the times we wonder. Yeah, we wonder about the how part, but that's not for us to worry. He knows the
that
how part.
Is already in doubt. When you wonder about the how part, you're not in faith. You're in doubt. Because when he says build a boat, because the rain is coming and there has never rained at all. So they don't know what rain is, what is God talking about. And they must now build this thing for like 70 to 100 years. So the scholars are like, they don't, can't say specifically, but they know the age when Noah started this boat and the age when this boat, when the rain came. So all the time as people are ridiculing him, he's building this boat, he's cutting down the forest, then he must wait for the trees to grow again. Everybody's mocking him.
Everybody's mocking him.
So now what data did Noah have to continue with this boat? Why, after 20 years, did he not just give up because he had not seen rain and he doesn't know what this boat is about?
Yeah.
So that's one thing. When we ask too many questions, we're already in doubt.
So believe him and
so that is just, and that's why I said this morning, it's hot to hot.
All right. I love the fact that you're saying it's morning. I see that you love morning. Morning is the best part of your day.
Conversations are always the best.
All righty, then just hold it right there, Ma, and let's do this and come back to just sum up.
Pula pula I radio pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
That's where you are at on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I am with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, and she's answering the question, why should women leaders and believers be involved with G20? Now you know. You've heard it first right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and it's time for you to go out there. You've been empowered. Go out there and show forth Christ. Show forth Christ in the marketplace. Take space, because time for accountability is just around the corner. And so make our Lord Jesus Christ proud with all the gifts that he has given unto you. My queen, what do we say as we are wrapping it up?
As we're wrapping it up, as I said, we are talking heart to heart. And my heart is that every woman who hears the message about the G20, from whichever forum you hear it, that it is the time of call to action. It is the great awakening. God is, Jesus, head of the church, is awakening his body to rise up and take hold of the opportunities that are all around us every single day. So that is my call to action. Be in the room, be part of the dialogue, hear what opportunities are available and act on them. So come and be part of Leadership Africa G20 dialogue, and come in here with us and let's move forward as a collective force that is unstoppable, immovable, and we will come back again next year and talk about it all started at the G20 2025 that South Africa hosted, and I was part of that conversation. As I'm speaking now, it is time to make your way to www.quicket and search for Leadership Africa G20, and you will find the event there. Book your seat. Places are limited. It is on Saturday, so be in the room.
Should I bring my goods because I'll be with Americans, I'll be with Kenyans, my products. Should I bring my products because I'll be with the Kenyans, the South Africans, the Americans, and everybody else? Should I bring my products on the day?
Yes. So this opportunity, the Marketplace Conference that we had on the 8th of November, that was to bring your products. This is to bring your pamphlets, your leaflets, your flyers, your posters. There won't be enough space in the room to also have the conversation plus the products. So this opportunity is just to connect with people in the room. If you've got materials, give them the materials. Obviously, people don't carry things. If they travel internationally, luggage is limited, right?
Mm.
But you can bring your brochures, your pamphlets, your posters, and tell them about your product. And in those networking opportunities, you make the contacts, you exchange business cards, and when they fly back home and where they're going and know that your product is there and they know their markets, they might even engage with you to say, I already know there's a market for you in our country. Mm-hmm. And that is where the conversation goes.
Okay, we can't be missing such great opportunities, my queen. Thank you so much. Can we find out more on IMS online as well?
You can find, yes, you can. So we have the email admin@imsonline.co, admin@imsonline.co, and we have our office line 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. So those are the three places at Quickit, by email, and also you can WhatsApp our office line, and we'll respond to all your queries and point you in the right direction so that you can register and be in the room.
Thank you so much for being so practical with us, eh?
Thank you. That's the only way to go.
For being so practical. Because most of the times we just get the theory, we get some empowerment.
Yeah, people are fatigued by this.
But now being practical, bringing it home to say, okay, now it's time to do. No longer time to talk. We have spoken, and it's time to do.
And how?
Yeah, and how you should also do that. So thank you so much, my queen, and we thank God for you.
Always
may He keep keeping
you.
I know you have to run back into the room where you're at as well and continue with the conversations.
I do. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. And Sibongile, thank you for hosting me again.
Bye-bye, my queen.
Bye-bye.
And yes, my family, that is Ambassador Prudence Muchumi from the International Marketplace Summit. And yes, let's do get involved as brethren. It's all about kingdom business right here. It's all about our Father, because the idea that you have, you didn't just grab it somewhere in the atmosphere, but it came from Him, so that it will help you to occupy until He comes, and even provide for your own families as well. It will take care of you. The gift will also take care of you. It's not just about you just having a gift for nothing. But we are now given an opportunity to even tap into outside our borders, so that we can get some funding and all of that. So if you know that you are one that is spoken about here today as a believer, do run to the International Marketplace Summit on their website, which is imsonline.co. It's imsonline.co, and find out more. And you can also ask at admin@imsonline.co. Their number 083-361-4417. You can use their WhatsApp number and get more information right there.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant modern oral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.